is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of October, 2011. It's the birthday of Joseph Medicine Crow Highbird, born 1913 into the Absaluga people near Lodge Grass on the Crow Reservation in southern Montana, the oldest living man of the Crow tribe. Also the first member of his tribe to go to college. He was in the middle of graduate studies in anthropology when World War II began, and he joined the Army as an infantry scout. Returned to Montana, started writing academic works, collections of Crow stories, and his memoirs. His step-grandfather had been a scout for George Armstrong Custer and an eyewitness to Custer's last stand on the Little Bighorn. And Joseph Medicine Crow wrote about it in his book Keep the Last Bullet for Yourself, The True Story of Custer's Last Stand. It's the birthday of Zadie Smith, born Sadie Smith in London, 1975, Jamaican mother, English father, wanted to be a tap dancer, then be a jazz singer. She managed to get into Cambridge, where she worked hard writing fiction. Wrote short stories, and one short story got too long to be a short story, and she kept writing, and eventually it became her first novel, White Teeth, came out in 2001. It's the birthday of the poet Sylvia Plath, born Boston, 1932, went to Smith while she was there. She struggled with bipolar, attempted suicide but survived, won a Fulbright scholarship to England, where she met the poet Ted Hughes, and they got married. Published her first book of poems, Colossus, in 1960. Had a couple of kids. During a harsh winter of severe depression, she wrote most of the poems that became her book, Ariel. And it's the birthday of Dylan Thomas, born 1914 in Swansea, Wales, poet who traveled through America reading his work and who helped to popularize poetry readings. People flocked to see him. They loved his Welsh accent. He was extremely theatrical, and he was often drunk, so you had no idea what might happen at one of his readings. Here's a poem for today by Melina Merling, entitled After Rizzos. You know that moment in the summer dusk when the sunbathers have all gone home to mixed drinks, and you are alone on the beach, when the waves begin to nibble on the abandoned sandcastles, and further out, over the erupted face of the water stained almost pink, there are a few clouds that hold entire rooms inside of them, rooms where no one lives, in the hair of the light that soon will go gray and then black. It is the moment when even the man who mops the floor in the execution room of the prison stops to look up into the silence that grows like smoke or the dusk itself, and your mind becomes almost visible, and you know there is nothing that is not mysterious, and that no moment is less important than this moment, and that imprisonment is not possible. After Rizzos, a poem by Melina Merling from her collection Ocean Avenue, published by New Issues Press, Western Michigan University, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.